You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
How you guys doing? And it's the Wake and Bake Show, and this is Andrew Pizzicalis, and we're live on Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. And you know what it's like when I get up early in the morning, I'm like, what am I going to do today? What do I got going on today? And then I have a great guest, came all the way from New York to come kick it and hang out with us, Josh Craig.
What's up?
Josh Craig Experience. Got a lot of cool things to tell us about this gentleman who came in, and we got contacted from his office. He's repping some really, really cool products and does some really cool shit himself, and we're going to get into all that. So how you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing great, and I'm very, very happy to be here.
Nice. Very nice, brother.
This is amazing.
A little bit of a difference of weather between New York and here, right?
Very, very much so. Very much.
Very much.
Very warm.
Is it real humid?
It's very humid in New York City. But over here is perfect.
Got some perfect weather at least to enjoy while you're here.
Cool.
And enjoying the good nuggets too, right?
The best of nug.
You got to enjoy the best of nug from Cali, right?
Yeah,
I love it. Always got some good stuff in the works when you're here.
There's nothing better than this soil over here, baby.
So, do you think it's just a soil thing?
Well, it can't just be the soil, because it's the love that goes into the soil.
There's a lot of love here.
There's a lot of love.
Absolutely.
And it makes the plants grow, and it makes us grow as bright and beautiful, and we can flourish as much as possible.
Absolutely. You got to give love to those beautiful ladies that you're growing in the ground, right?
For sure.
If you don't give the love to the ladies, they ain't going to give you those big, healthy, beautiful fucking nugs, right?
Without the love, you get no nugs.
Without the lugs, love, you don't. Well, you don't get the chronic. You don't get the good shit.
There we go. That's true. That's very, very.
That's
true.
What it comes down to.
In all facets.
Do
of
we
life.
Got the good shit or not? You know,
it's great.
And I like to smoke the good weed. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my herb smokers out there. What are you waking and baking on in all your cars out there? Listening on your way to work, wherever you are in the world, on your way to bed, or maybe out to the club. It really, really is dependent on who's listening to the show, right?
It really does.
And you guys listen to Purple Haze Radio over there in New York, huh?
Yes, we do. Shouts to everybody in Greenpoint and everybody in the Bronx. And
shout out
in Jersey.
To the Bronx.
Love everybody back
Jersey.
Home.
Jersey's starting to get a little liberal with the cannabis.
That's very much so.
They want to go are they recreational, or are they recreational? There's a bill, right?
Yeah, there's a few dispensaries. There's one in Montclair, and there's one on 1 and 9 near Rahway. So they're growing. There's also one in New York City in Union Square, which is interesting.
So I heard about that. That's MedMen, mm-hmm. right? It's the very first one that opened up.
Yep.
Very first one that opened up. But in New York, you can only get pills, right?
Yes.
You can't get weed there.
Yeah, it's not what.
So it's a lot different.
We would expect.
Now, I also heard, which is correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm.
If you're a marijuana patient in New York and you're only allowed to take the pills,
yes.
I heard if you get caught smoking get a ticket, you can lose your license for 10 years.
Yep, you lose.
For 10 years. So what a contradiction is that?
It's a weird world.
You can take cannabis in a pill, but if you smoke it, oh no. We're going to take away your right to have it, that we said you could have it as a medicine.
It's mind-blowing.
It's the weirdest shit ever. But you know
I'm
what?
I'm not really into it.
I don't know how long that's going to last, because it just passed in Florida, where they ruled it's unconstitutional.
Really?
To not allow you to be able to smoke weed.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
This recently passed in Florida, so shout out to the motherfuckers in Florida.
Love Florida.
Who had that shit come out.
I love Florida.
And now because of it, you know, there's going to be a rippling effect. So hopefully in New York, you're not going to have that issue either.
I hope not. And it would be really nice, because there's a lot of people who are like being, put in tough positions because of the grass situation that we have there. It would be a whole lot better if we were, you know, a lot more open with the way we c- consume and, you know, a lot of things like that, especially with CBD. It's like, that's one of the main things that we need.
Yeah, CBD is important, at least it's getting there.
Yes.
Than being like, you know, being screwed, essentially, right?
Very much, very much, very much.
So that's awesome. And so you're a multi-talented individual. Let's talk about first, one of the main reasons is you're a brand ambassador.
Yes.
To a very cool product that we have over here. Let's take a look at this.
Sick. Yeah, dude. The Top Stone Projects. Woo!
Right. So explain. Okay, the easiest way to explain it is it's a vaporizer, but it's not like your regular small pen vaporizer. It's like a fucking, it's like a samurai wand, right?
It's your key to the future, man.
And it looks like something you just like is very cool, and we definitely want to have these on the show. And we're cool. It has like a wooden block, right?
Yes, from a actual an actual stump of wood.
So from a stump of wood. An actual block that is really stained, very nice piece of wood. And inside of it, they inlay a mechanism for charging.
Yes.
But it's also magnetic. So even if you're stoned out and stuff, instead of putting it on a table, putting this, whatever, you just slap it right on. It's magnetic.
Yep.
Block.
Yep, it's a stainless steel.
It'll charge, but also be for a stoner. Oh, let's puff and then boom, put it right on there.
Yeah.
And what does this retail for? Do we have a price point on this yet or no?
Yeah, we're sitting at about between a good $219 and a good $249.99.
$200.
$200
in the stores. Okay, yeah. So very high end. You can put the oil and the wax right in it.
Yep.
Right? That's what's great is that you don't buy a cartridge or a pen where you don't know. Mm-hmm. This is the thing, when you buy cartridges, a lot of people are buying it for convenience. And one of the things that you have to realize is if you take that cartridge and you have it in your pen and you take it and you move it up and down, if the liquid's just like flowing back and forth, then it's been very diluted, which means it's a lot less concentrated. So a lot of people are buying these pens and don't know how much is actually what they're paying for actual oil or how much it's diluted to. And the companies that have more awards or you find that you like a lot better and stuff, it's because they're actually not cutting it down as much. When you have a pen like this, you get to buy the bombest oil you want and load it. Now, this isn't like on the go to go everywhere in a concert practicality, but if you're chilling at the house or you're going to a friend's house or you're going somewhere where you want to fucking hang, this thing is pimp, right? And we're gonna try the pimpness as we speak.
Very pimp globs right here, everybody. The pimpest of globs, you hear me?
Yeah, we did a little. That was good. That's some of my specialty oil.
I love it.
And then we had a little smattering of, is it THCA, right?
Yeah, some crystallized extracts.
What up, Trinidad? How you doing, my brother? I haven't seen you for a while. I hope you're doing well.
What up, Trinidad? What's happening,
sir? So you are a brand ambassador for this awesome piece. Is there a website?
Yes, it is.
What is the website if people want to check it out?
TopStoneProjects.com, TopStoneProjects.com.
Topstone Projects. So on the Wake and Bake show, we're always asking people, what do you jam to? What do you wake and bake to when you're getting up and getting your groove on? What's a song or band you like to jam to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Donald Byrd.
Okay. Donald B-I-R-D.
Oh, B-Y-R-D. B-Y-R-D, right there. Yep. Right. Uh-huh.
All right.
Street Lady.
Let's see. Let's type in Street Lady. B-Y-R-D.
This
and then
is
Street.
It. Yeah, Lovebird is cool too, actually.
There. Yeah. Which one is it?
Street.
Did you see? Oh, right here?
Yeah.
All right.
Go there. Oh, wow. That's a lot of different ones. if you go back,
yeah,
like twice, it'll be right there. I saw it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Boom. If you go down,
yeah,
can you see the go down a little bit more? See the lady right there?
This one right
here?
Yeah. Let's kick it there. That one they're not showing.
All right.
So let's see.
You can play one of the any ones up from the top.
Up on the toppy.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. One of those is perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
What you guys smoking on? Bring out your favorite oil, wax.
That's right.
Bud, whatever you wanna chill
smoke
with us. Are we?
Smoke shine with your bro.
Smoke some with Donald Bird.
Yeah, bird is the word.
The bird is the word. The bird is the word. Smoking good oil today.
The best.
Gotta have the best. If you can have it.
Ooh.
If not, if not, it is what it is.
Yeah, man, it's all good.
So you're here for
the
E3 convention.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm here for E3 as well.
And so for those who are obviously enjoy Bud, there's definitely a lot of stoners that enjoy games. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Right? So tell us about the game that you are premiering.
Yes.
At the E3 Mega Gaming Insane Biggest Gaming Convention on the planet that goes down here in Cali. It's obscene. Multi-million dollar booths.
It's the thing.
All this stuff that's coming out.
It's the thing.
All these great, great things that you get to see, all the coolest technology.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about your game. This is what blows my mind, because a lot of you guys know Oculus, right? And Oculus is where you put the goggles on, right? And you get this virtual reality experience. Now, I personally haven't done it yet. And shout out to my boy, Kevin. I hope you're doing all right there in Florida. Smoking some good herb down there. I tried some of the herb down there. It wasn't bad. Definitely wasn't bad. So the Oculus, okay, they got it where you can like walk on a plank or do all this crazy stuff, and then you have this experience like you're falling and everything else, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You were telling me what you guys came out with is even more advanced than even having goggles on, because you get to have a holographic experience.
Yes.
Without the goggles.
That's true.
Explain it. Tell me about the game.
So the game itself, the game is called Doors to the City. And it's a 3D interactive action adventure skateboarding game.
Okay, so a 3D, let's break this down. A 3D interactive skateboarding experience.
Yes.
All right. So explain it to me then. I'm there. I'm about to do the game.
Yeah.
Describe it.
All right. So what you do is you walk up to a console. It could be a PC or it could be a Mac. But what we're referencing right now is it's called the Looking Glass. It's a cool interactive light field display made by Looking Glass Factory in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, home of the hologram. What you do is you walk up to this square, and you reach into this field, and it starts to react to your commands using a depth sense camera. So depth sense camera, it's like a real sense camera that can pick up your depth field. And so you touch thin air and it reacts in this 3D space.
Okay.
So you would touch and turn it on, and it's like, well, this is cool. So you, after you turn it on, you plug in a tech deck, like a fingerboard as an interface, and you plug this in to your USB slot, because the tech deck is hooked up to an Arduino chip, which is just a computer chip. and you hook that into a computer, and you just turn that on, and you just start playing the game. So once you turn it on, you click the icon, you turn on the game, and then on the tech deck is a touch sensor. So you can touch on the tech deck what you're going to do in the game. So once you get past and understand that this is a 3D game, and this is like, okay, I understand that I don't have to wear any headgear. I could just walk up to this cool 3D
space. So you walk up to this thing, and you have this little finger joystick thing, and then there's this depth of field that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
What goes down? Like, how does the game then work? Are you telling me then you just see, like, a virtual video game, and then...
Mm-hmm.
It's some dude on a board, and then you're controlling with your hands. So instead of seeing it on a TV screen, you're actually seeing a whole kind of 3D fucking world or whatever. how do you explain it? Like, is it real?
So you just have
basic.
It looks like a glass square. It just looks like a glass square, and then once you turn on the game, once you just power on, your controller, your keyboard, your interface is a tech deck. Or it could be a wireless. You could either have an interface. If you want a wired interface, it could be detected. You could have a wireless one. It's just a sensor.
Okay.
So once you touch it, you just touch the square, and then it turns on. And you're like, whoa, what is this? And then all these scenes just start occurring inside the square.
So describe a scene.
A scene would be... a scene would go down something like this.
Game starts.
Gotta hit some of the oil.
You hit some oil.
You gotta hit some oil before you start the game, because that always makes the game more fun, right?
What up, Mooney? I see you. Seth Mooney, my bro. Yo, man, take a hit from me back home, bro. I know you're watching. So you turn on the game, right? And first thing you do, you see a menu screen pop up, and you just touch the tap. You tap the skateboard. You hit the tail.
Hold on 1 second.
Put the volume off on your phone.
Shit. Yeah.
People be listening to the radio like, holy shit, what's that echo? we got like a ghost. We were smoking so much oil, we didn't even realize it, right?
My bad.
You gotta be careful on that stuff. The mics pick up everything, that's for sure.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
So you turn on the game, and you see a menu screen pop up, and you press the space tab. On the space tab would be the tail of the skateboard, right?
But you actually see letters, like, floating in the air like a fucking hologram.
Yeah.
And it'll say reset this, whatever it is.
Press space tab to start.
Press space tab
press
to start.
Press up, down, to go up and down, left to right. Pick free skate mode or world mode, the world tour,
whatever. Whatever it
is
you're doing, right?
Or create your own world, which is new.
Now let me ask you something. You did the little joystick because of how you would jump and flip around and everything on the skateboard, right, while you're watching it.
Yeah,
but you actually were inspired by a old school little game, right, that had to do with a skateboard. Could you talk about that for some of the
yeah, for sure. It's the tech deck. It's the old fingerboard. So myself and Benjamin Pointer,
so you actually called the joystick or thing you're calling it the same as what it was.
Yeah, it's still a tech deck.
Now, did you have to go to the tech deck people?
It's an open patent.
It was an open patent. Really interesting. Okay, so let's go back to the original thing. What is the tech deck?
The tech deck is
originally.
Originally. It's a miniature size skateboard that you have for your fingers. It's literally the size of your finger. And I mean, anyone who is like, you know, say you're in your 20s or your early 30s.
You fucked with it when you were during that age, probably.
You flicked your fingers. You were doing tricks. You were doing all this off of books in the sink.
This is the pre-spinner craze,
right? Oh, for sure. This is when you were actually trying to do cool stuff.
Not just spinning
stuff, dude. You were like doing tray flips and switch flips with your fingers. I don't even know. And you weren't using three. If you were really about it, you were only using two fingers because you only had 2 feet.
So the smooth motherfuckers are the two-finger tech decks champions. But if you're a three-finger tech deck, then, you know, you're a little on the novice side, right? Is that what we're talking about here?
That's what we're talking about right now.
Okay. So
that's exactly what we're talking about.
And how long was that a craze for?
Man, this was a craze for this still a craze.
For a minute, still
it's,
a craze.
It's still a craze
do
now.
Do they make different models of
yes.
it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So is there almost a collectability to these old school tech deck things or no?
This is lifestyle. There's still kids that meet up and go in the little auditoriums and get down.
Get the fuck out of here.
They make ceramic skate parks and they go all night.
Ceramic?
I promise you.
Skate parks.
I promise you.
For these things. That's very interesting. That's
hey,
pretty
no joke.
Cool.
I wouldn't lie to you.
That's pretty cool.
I'm too high to lie.
I'm too high to lie. I like that. That was the that's the word of the day.
We out here.
Shit, I'm too high to lie. That's the best one, man. I just if you want to like throw that out when you're all ballsy, you're about to get in trouble and shit.
What the fuck did you do that? Did you take that thing?
And you know you took it. But you're going to just be like, yo, dad, come on. We're in the recreational state of California. I just smoked a fatty. I'm too high to lie, dad. I didn't take that shit. What you talking about? I've been playing with my tech deck.
Yeah.
So you created a cool joystick.
Yes.
To give the fans and people that like that an alternate thing. Not only they get to play a cool hologram game,
yes,
that they don't have to see with, goggles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the difference is those hologram games make you feel like you're actually in the game.
Yeah,
this has a different feel though, right? It's not like you're feeling like you're in the game. It's more of like it's almost like I remember seeing those fucking old like movies where you'd see like. You know, you'd watch those spy movies and then all of a sudden the big giant table would come and then the earth would glow in the middle or some like spot or something because you just see it all like a hologram, you know?
Yes.
And is it pretty colorful?
Yes, it's beautiful. The world was built.
I mean, when you're looking at it, it kind of like it looks like it's or is it
sure.
like
no.
that shit looks motherfucking real?
So I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like a AAA game. That's what it looks like. It looks like a legit game. Now, when you're locked in and you're watching it on the hologram, it looks really good. And then even when you're looking on the 2D display, on the desktop, on the PC, and the Mac build, it
so
looks
you're,
amazing.
So you're telling me that you have the option
yes.
of... this cool hologram way of playing it and seeing it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just play it with your fingers like old school. You're bringing it back, but you're creating a fucking like a game atmosphere for it. And no one ever thought of that and did that before, right?
Nah, no one's ever done it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it's cool. The game will be available on Steam July 24th for PC and Mac. And this is the first time anybody's finding it out. So I'm happy to announce that. You guys are great. And now you know.
Shit.
Yeah,
so,
baby.
You get to hear that shit coming out and is out and where it's out, depending on when we... this is broadcast for everybody, but we'll be replaying it on Purple Haze Radio. Lots of our cannabis talk shows we're playing throughout the day, and you guys can check that out on purplehaze-radio.com. Check out our radio schedule, different cannabis talk shows, and all the different stuff that we got going on. But now, top of this wild video game concept.
Which is inspired by an album that I recorded, and all the places in the game are the cities where I recorded music for the album Closed Doors.
That's great. That's pretty tight.
It's dope.
That is tight. So,
LA is in there too, by the way.
LA is one of the cities. Uh-huh. Which other ones did you do when you recorded? Let's get a breakdown here.
Oakland, California. And then I also got Greenpoint, Brooklyn, then I got Newark, New Jersey, because those are all four cities where I recorded music for the game, and those are the spherical planets that you play at in the game.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
Nice. Excellent. So, what was the song that we were looking for? Oh, Stony Blue, right?
Yeah. Shots of Stone. It'll be a movie.
All right.
By myself and Charlie Smo.
So
and Stony
you
Blue.
Also are a man of vinyl.
I'm a man of the vinyl. I like that vinyl. You hear
and we're going to get back into it. But this is a song you were in.
Yes, shout out to Halcyon.
And then let's talk about after chilling to this. Let's take a couple of rips and let everybody hear this out for sure.
Cool. We out here.
And if you guys are checking this out on Facebook Live, you can check it out on the radio broadcast and get to hear the audio that comes through that.
Shouts to Stony Blue.
Shout out to everybody out there checking us out.
Yeah.
Waking and baking. Is it a couple people that are on this track?
Yeah, so that's me singing in the background and playing the bass synth.
Okay.
And that's Stony Blue playing all the other instruments and with other vocals. And then the female vocalist is Charlissimo. She's really good. You hear her vocals. She's on J. Cole's last album, and she played violin with Beyonce and Coachella.
So nice.
She's out here in L.A. She's hella tight.
Shout out. And you said, what was her name again?
Charlissimo. Yeah.
Now, does she do some of her own music?
Yeah, she's really good. She's next level.
Nice. Shout out.
She's really good.
What are you guys going to smoke on today? Indica, sativa is one of those days you're like laying on the couch and like, shit, I got a nice heavy indica for me today. Or are you feeling like sativa or hybrid? What do you like personally? You got a pref?
Yes, I do. Me personally, myself, as a educated let me stop. As a stone stoner, I prefer, you know, I like Kush. I'm a Kush type of guy.
Yeah.
I've always been a Kush type of guy.
Do you like natural?
Yeah.
You know, I always relate Kushes to like a more earthier type of a taste.
I'm an earthy type of guy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I myself like a lot of flavor. I like skunk weed. I like,
oh yeah,
I like, you know, stuff with a little bit of a fruity flavor. I'm big on like blueberry, strawberry banana. Man, there's a lot of good stuff out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's some Danky Peterson out here, man.
what's been your favorite so far?
Oh my goodness. Woo-wee. Well, man, what were we smoking outside?
What we were smoking outside,
the flower,
was some Fire OG Cushy Cushy.
Well, then, yeah. Once I got here, that was good. I had some gelato when I got here, which was pretty tasty. But
now, a lot of people, gelato's been pretty strong for a while.
Yeah, it's been holding
For a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a purpley kind of a weed. It was definitely has, I believe, some GDP.
Yeah.
Little granddaddy purple.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Estevez, who is the founder of the GDP.
GDP.
And yeah. And those kind of have like would you say like a grapeish, or if you had to actually like give a flavor?
If I had to, I would say that, yeah.
Slightly little grapey.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the gelato and for all those people who aren't as marijuana friendly or they, and they're like, gelato, they fucking talking about ice cream now or something?
They ain't hip. They not even hip.
We're not talking about the ice cream, that's for sure.
Nah, this ain't that one, baby.
Yeah. That's some good, good bud. And if you come to any recreational state, especially Cali, you're going to find gelato for sure.
You might get lost.
If it's not going to be the first shop you go into within the first few,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely one that's not hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cross of it. Big one now is a Sunset Sherbert.
Sherbert's
a big popular one.
Sherbito.
Yeah. Shout out to the Shabinskis.
Can we play some of the other stuff as well?
I have to see if we had gotten the... tell me what it...
Yeah, yeah. Could we play something for my bro, Dowd? Because we're going to be doing a show together. What's in Brooklyn. D-A-U-W-D.
D-A-U-W.
Yeah, that's him right there.
D. Shout out to Dowd.
And what do we got? Which one's the...
most popular is What's There. Here, check that out for a second.
Yeah, What's There is deep. People are into that one. Shouts to African Acid is the future. African Acid is the future.
Check out DAUWD. You guys got Spotify. Let's puff it up. It's time to wake and bake.
Bake it, baby.
Wakey and bakey.
Bake it, baby. You gotta bake it, baby.
Shout out to the TJC vaporizer. The top.
Oh, yeah. I'm ripped right now.
I had to bust out the good oil. Oil's real expensive on the East Coast, huh? I mean, it's expensive out here for the good shit, but I can't even imagine what they charge out there.
I mean, if the rent is $4,000 for an apartment, you know how much
The rent is $4,000 for like even a small little place, you're saying, in New York?
$2,500 for a small place.
$2,500. And is that just like a bedroom and a living room and a kitchen, pretty much?
Yep.
Nothing large or plush by any means.
No.
It's a lot of loot. And you gotta carry shit everywhere.
You gotta carry upstairs. You have tote bags on you. You know what I'm saying?
At least I guess there's right a there. Little bit of exercise, right?
Yeah. I love it for one reason. You can always go out at any time and you can interact with people if you really want to do something like that. If you really want to affect people in a positive way, New York is a good place right now because it's really open for the arts, you know?
Yeah, it's always been a very flourishing place artistically.
Yes.
You know, but it's a lot of competition.
It's a lot of competition.
A lot of doggy dog fucking mania, right?
Well, that's why I like my parties, because at my parties, well, my experience is for people like who come to the functions, it's you're around people of all different lights, you know what I mean? People from all different worlds and different, you know, entrepreneurial statuses, you know, it's pretty groovy. And it's called the TJC Takeover. It's really, really cool. You know, there's like live sound reactive visuals.
And this is in New York?
Yeah, 37 Box Street, Magic City is the name of it. M-A-G-I-C-K-C-I-T-Y.
And when does it go on?
Well, the next one is the 1 year anniversary. It's Saturday night, this Saturday night in Brooklyn, June 16th from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And you could just go on my website, thejoshcraig.com. As soon as you go on, you'll see it.
Sure. Absolutely. But if people don't make it to this event or it's This is replayed.
Yeah, it will be.
In the future, where will people need to check out if they want to get in touch with that experience?
If they want to get in touch, well, hopefully we could replay it here.
Got a little Instagram or anything, though, they can check out?
Yeah, The Josh Craig. Everything is at The Josh Craig. I'm going to type it right now in the chat so y'all can get it. And I'm
active. Josh Craig.
T-H-E Josh Craig, baby.
Now, was this video game inspired by you?
Yes. Yeah. This is all based on my life, man.
So the actual game is a character of you or no?
Yeah, it's me in the game. I did the sound design for it. Yep, I modeled in the game as the character.
That's tight.
Yeah, I made all the music for the game. This is a game
so
based on my life.
So it's a fully absolute produced game.
Yep, and the programming
of your life and experience.
The programming and the world developing was by Benjamin Pointer, my really good friend. And
shout out to Benjamin.
Benji P, my guy. We out here, bro. We taking it. You hear me?
You guys gonna take any videos or anything cool of this game so people could see it on YouTube or something and be like, wow, look at this motherfucker.
If you guys really want to see, I'm actually getting the trailer for one of the trailers and I'm putting it in the the chat right now.
Okay, so nice. So you guys can click. If you guys go to Purple Haze on Facebook, and you always see the different videos that we upload.
Yep.
Check out this episode with Josh Craig.
I'm telling you, I really, really want y'all to play this game because
I want to play this game.
The game was made when
I want to see the holographic version of it. So, but let's say somebody, they're going to have to go to a place to experience the holographic version, right?
Yes,
they will. Because it's too expensive to buy it in your house to have something like that, right?
I mean, you can buy the HoloPlayer 1 now, which there is a build for that, and that's $750 for the dev kit. It's a developer kit holographic display.
Okay.
It's called the HoloPlayer 1.
Now, but it's not as pimp as the actual
player.
If somebody wanted to get like the real deal Holyfield, what are we talking about? How much?
We're still in the process of pricing out the real deal.
So we don't know yet.
It gets July 24th.
And you'll be able you'll be able to load any kind of different games on it, right?
Yep.
It's not going to just be the one.
Yep. July 24th is when we announce.
And this is a patented.
Yes.
What would you say? Is it a patented trademark or what is it of this technology?
Yeah. So it's a one of one. Everything is licensed and trademarked.
Now, what is it that a holographic game built into a square-like display is what the patent is? What is it? Is that what it is?
The display itself is, as well as the games.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anyone even coming up with anything like this, or is this just a fucking?
There's a few people who some would consider the competition. I would honestly say, there's nobody really doing anything like this. There are people who are in the realm of this existence, like Magic Leap and things like that, but they're not putting anything out. People just associate them because they have the hype of the hologram. This is the actual interaction of the hologram. People are chasing the dream of the cinema dream of the hologram. You know?
Yeah. Wow. So. Shout out to you and your Josh Craig and the experience, video game, music.
Production. I just posted the video to the trailer for the video game.
And you guys check it out. And as we're getting towards the end of the show, you got any more shout outs or anybody you want to say what's up to?
Yeah, for sure. I want to shout out everybody in Brooklyn. I want to shout out to Halcyon, the record shop. I want to shout out the Black Flag Shop, BFS Life in Jersey. Shouts to Seth Mooney for tuning in. Shouts to Richie at Magic City for always being down. Benji P, everybody at E3, I'll see you there. I want to say shout outs to the Purple Haze Radio. I love y'all. Y'all holding me down and, you know what I mean, taking so much care. Shouts to Chew, A Hood, everybody out here in LA, Blue the Great. Shouts to Stony Blue, man, everybody, Babylon Cartel. All the fam, Lam, my mother. I love you, Mom. Shouts to the earth.
Gotta always. All that. Can't leave Mom out.
Never leave Mom. Shouts to my father. I love you, too.
You, too.
And I mean, my brothers and my sisters.
Pops?
Everybody out here.
Family.
Love y'all.
Hell yeah.
Shouts to you, man. Thanks, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I enjoyed having you on the show, man. And,
this is amazing.
And definitely
just the hope, looking glass.
Hope we'll get some of your tunes. Like we said, we're going to play some stuff and get you in a featured DJ spot and everybody can hear all the great vinyl mixes that you got going on. Another added bonus when you listen to Purple Haze Radio.
That's right.
On Purple Haze Dash Radio. And just remember, wherever you are in the world, even if you're having a bad day, things are bumming you out. Boss is fucking with you, wife, kids, this, whatever it is. Eventually, you're going to get a little bit of break and be able to smoke some weed and take down some of that beautiful medicine. My name is Andrew Pizzicala, CEO of Purple Haze Radio and Purple Haze Properties. You guys have a wonderful day. Peace.
Shouts to everybody in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Love, y'all. African acid is the future.
For sure.
Bye-bye.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.